Have you ever read something Jesus said in Scripture and cringed as you thought, I wish he hadn't have said that so directly with so much clarity, because that pill, well, it's hard to swallow. Hi, I'm John Comstock, and if you've ever felt that way, let me say, you're not alone. Here's one of the things Jesus has said that caused heartburn for me. He calmly declared, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. Jesus said this to people whom the Romans oppressed, and the story they told about the Romans and tax collectors who sided with the Romans, well, it wasn't exactly a feel-good kind of story. Our ability to exercise imagination is a gift God gives us. Using imagination, we can create beautiful images and stories about places and people. Our imagination can help us solve problems and improve our living conditions. Consider this thought. If you drove a vehicle today, that vehicle was an idea in someone's imagination long before it was a tangible thing you could experience. However, our imagination can also take us down destructive roads. Look no further than road rage incidents. Let's practice thinking through how our imagination plays a role in how we experience other people. In rush hour traffic, a driver cuts off Jeff, forcing him to slam on his brakes. The incident triggers Jeff's nervous system to release adrenaline and cortisol, moving him into a fight response. Immediately, Jeff reacts. He reacts by speeding up to chase the careless driver because they have been deemed a threat to him. Jeff uses his imagination to tell a story about the other person as he is in full pursuit. That story can sound something like, they're an idiot. They think they're the king of the road. They don't care about anyone but themselves. They deserve to have someone put them in their place and show them just how selfish they've been and how much danger they put everyone in. Not knowing anything about the other person, a story like that begins to be narrated in Jeff's mind. As he creates the story and rehearses it in his mind, Jeff reinforces how he feels about the other person, stoking more rage. Our brains are wired so that we need to make sense of the information we receive. The best way to make sense of that information is by telling ourselves a story. For this reason, we can simply and easily make false assumptions about someone's behavior, to fill in the gaps. The assumptions are necessary because we must connect the dots for the storyline that we're creating to make the most sense. Are you ready for a quote that will bring this all into focus as it relates to being stuck in unforgiveness? Because every time you think of that person, you feel bitterness and contempt and hate and resentment. Get this. Joseph Guiney said, we can't feel differently toward others until we think differently about them and ourselves. I would suggest that thinking differently involves reframing the story we tell ourselves about the other person. No, it doesn't mean living in denial, ignoring the facts, or avoiding the hard truth of the situation. It does mean that we allow Jesus to help us practice retelling the story in a new way, a way that can lead to our freedom. It requires having Jesus help us check our false assumptions about the other person. Also, it requires us to be curious enough to know their life story, which can bring context to what motivates any behavior that we have deemed harmful to us. Doing so will open the possibility of exercising compassion for them, and it'll help us know that we can pray for our enemies and love our enemies as we will their good. So with that, Here's today's challenge. If you are stuck in unforgiveness, grab a piece of paper and a pen. Then pull up an empty chair next to you and invite Jesus to sit with you as you begin to write the story you're telling about the other person you find difficult to forgive. Then invite Jesus to help you identify any false assumptions you might be using to create the story you're telling yourself. And then ask Jesus to help you be curious enough about the other person to understand the context of their behavior in light of their life story, their pain, and their wounding. So now, go win today.